I said the latter church is going to become the cream of the crop because we had a lot of training. We had a lot of examples set before us. We had a lot of time to learn. And all the defilement and all the destruction and all the false religion, all the religious ideals that men brought forth is about to be brought and put in the fire. And the only thing going to come out of that fire is pure gold.
Amen.
All the gross going to burn. And we're going to see this is the real deal. And people are going to know that's been mixing us up with the religious unbelieving world. They're going to say, this is the real God. This is the real God.
Yes.
Why? Because we're going to have the real work.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have the real miracles, the real healing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Won't be trying to work a gimmick and get people money.
Okay.
Sending them a little rag in the mail and tell them to send you our money.
Okay.
And this going to happen. No. We're going to have the evidence. We're going to take those claws and those handkerchief and put them on sick people's body. And they're going to do just like they did when it Paul. Evil spirits going to come out. We're going to speak, standing, and talking about, see, this is why you ought not to get caught up in titles. You ought to know what they're for. Because,
okay.
See, God going to use the church.
Yes, sir.
I remember when we first went to Rhema. At that time, let's see how I can say this. At the time, they were mostly having full gospel businessmen meeting, ballroom meeting, most like different people were put on meetings, and it was geared towards individuals. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like somebody had a big name like T.L. Osborne, which did an awesome work, not to minimize what he did, but I'm making a point. Or Robert did an awesome work. And there are many other F.S. Bosworths. And they would have ballroom meeting, different meeting at different places, like, I forgot his name. But anyway, he was full gospel businessman meeting. A lot of tremendous things happened during those times. But during my first early days at Rhema, the word of the Lord, and that's why I respect Dad Hagin so much, because he was so sensitive to the Spirit of God. And he wasn't ashamed to tell what the Holy Ghost was saying. And he taught us and he shared with us. And God said, he's changing and he's getting the eyes off of individual. Because people like to look at individual. When you start looking at individual, you start putting them higher than they ought to be. Or you don't see Jesus, you start looking at individual more than you do Jesus, and that's wrong. I don't ever want anybody to do that. He said, I'm getting, that's been used, but I'm finna move it. I'm gonna get back to the church because I want the whole church involved. Are y'all hearing me? I want the whole church. That means he won't use you. Because see, you think, only God, you know, because my thinking was, God can never use me like he did Brother Hagin. But I found out he can. I can lay hands on the sick. And you be thinking, well, I ain't no apostle. I'm not an apostle. I'm not a prophet. I'm not this. I can't. Yeah, you can. You're a believer. Because he didn't say apostle would lay hands on the sick. He said believers would. That's exactly what he said. And that's what had happened. He had gotten it back in the church. Where he's going to use every member. That's why stuff going to come off you. The popular mentality, I can't do it mentality, I don't know if I'm good enough mentality, all that stuff going to come off of you because God's going to use you.
Yeah.
But this end time hobby is so huge, he need every worker he can get.
Yes.
And say this with me, God's going to use me.
Hallelujah.
Say it like this and bring it on up today, God is using me.
God is using me.
And I'm available to him.
And
I'm available to him. 24/7. 24/7.
No time in between.
Belongs to anyone else.
Belongs to anyone else.
He got all of me.
He got all of me.
24/7.
24/7.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now receive that.
Amen.
I receive that, Lord.
I
qualify. How do you qualify? I
qualify
through the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You didn't qualify yourself. You got qualified.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter about what color, gender, race. It doesn't matter what group you belong to. What mattered, are you saved?
Yes.
Have you received Jesus?
Yes.
You've been joined to the family of God, and skin tone, color, and way you speak, language you speak, mean nothing to God. You're one body. Excuse me. And we learn how to communicate in all these different languages. Amen.
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 So, the apostles, what moved the disciples to do what they did? They had an experience with God, and I'm getting close. They had an experience with God. What moved the disciples to do what they did? Acts 5:12, and I'm reading this from this particular passion. I'm reading portion of scripture. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. The apostle formed many signs, wonders, and miracles among the people. This verse 12. And the believers were more wonderfully united as they met regularly in the temple court in the area known as Solomon's Porch. No one dared harm them, for everyone held them in high regard. Continually more and more people believed in the Lord and was added to their number. Great crowds of both men and women. I'm going to read that again. What? Great crowds of both men and women. Okay, thank you. Got it up there. And watch what happened. In fact, when the people knew Peter was going to walk by, they did what? They carried the sick out to the streets and laid them down on cots and mats, knowing what? The incredible power emanating from him would overshadow them and heal them. Now that's some, when you get healing in a shadow, do you think God had lost his ability to do? Ella? God gonna use you. More than you know. You hear me? As little and significant the enemy tried to make you think, Marie. He's going to make a giant out of you. Everybody talk about how short you are. That's the biggest, that's the shortest giant I ever seen.
All right.